Hello there, listening person. You've arrived just in time. I'm Snoop, world-famous dog detective. I've recently been transferred from my post in London to a sleepy little hamlet known as Pflugerville. The sun is up on a new day, and you know what that means, don't you? It means there are cases to be solved. Hope that's my cue to exit the tramway, otherwise known as the old pickup truck. Off we go. Hurry now, we've got a schedule to keep. Now, listen very carefully. Being a dog detective is serious business. I'll let you tag along, but there will be no shenanigans, no mischief, and certainly no tomfoolery. Oh, here we are, the very place. Come along then. I was told my top secret instructions would be hidden next to the big rock in front of the purple house. Just need to put the old paws to work. Won't take but a minute. The owner of the purple house appears to be unhappy about my arrival. If only I could understand humans, it would be so helpful. Oh, and look, I've found what I came for. Let us be on our way, shall we? I would have preferred to go unseen. Always best to stay in the shadows when you're doing dog detective work. Now, let's see. What do we have here? Oh, very interesting. A box about the size of a hamster. A clue! This box just might contain a hamster. Let's get a look inside, shall we? It appears we have not discovered a hamster, but there are numbers and words written on the underside of the lid. 443566. You must be hungry after your long journey. Please find your dog biscuit inside the box. This message will self-destruct 12 seconds after you open the box. Be sure to... Well, that was a very unfortunate piece of business. Blew the biscuit to smithereens. For the best, I suppose. I only take my biscuits with tea. Now, what was that number again? Ah, yes. 443566. If you're going to be a dog detective, you must have a keen mind for numbers.
New in town?
Why, yes. Snoop, dog detective at your service. Straight in from the streets of London. Quite a trip, I'll tell you. Did you know that...
Lorraine, neighborhood watch. Also, I'm a duck, in case you haven't seen one before.
Oh, we have ducks in London, thank you.
I'm citing you for yard digging and blowing up a box on the sidewalk. You'll have to appear before the safety committee on Tuesday.
Oh, dear.
If you'll excuse me, Fred the squirrel has crash landed into the bird feeder again. Don't move, Fred! You're being ticketed for crash landing into the bird feeder.
What I need is a good old-fashioned alleyway where I can stay out of sight. A dog detective must be stealth about his business. Oh, here we are, a nice quiet side street. I'll just park myself behind this bush and...
Good hiding spot, right?
Yikes!
Donna's the name and garbage cans are my game.
Garbage cans?
Oh, sure. Raccoons love garbage cans.
I see.
Looks like you had a run-in with Lorraine. I got cited for tipping garbage cans last week. She's tough.
Sorry to disturb you. I'm
Snoop. Garbage!
I'm a... That is a very fast raccoon. She's across the yard. Oh, and here comes Lorraine.
Donna, step away from the garbage can!
This diversion is just what I needed. Now, to voice activate the sat phone located in my dog detective collar, which is also a fancy bow tie. I do love a good gadget. Activate sat phone. Dial 443566.
Freckles here. What's your location?
Behind a bush on a side street in Pflugerville.
Hold, please.
Don't make me call in the backup squad, Donna. I'll do it.
Location tracking complete. Welcome to Pflugerville, Snoop. I hope your trip wasn't too exhausting.
No, not at all.
I assume you've remained unseen. We can't have our new undercover detective making a splash.
Donna?
About that, I might have been flagged for a violation or two, and I've accidentally stumbled into an attack on a bird feeder and some hijinks involving garbage cans.
Lorraine, Fred, and Donna. That's highly unfortunate. I expected more from a street-smart London dog detective.
You've
been assigned to the Yellow House on Bark Street. The owners are the schlubs. They won't give you any trouble. There you'll find a junior agent called Sniffy.
Sniffy?
He's in training. And by training, I mean he's never left the Schlub's property.
A newbie? But I thought this transfer was a promotion.
You must have misunderstood. Your transfer was a demotion, not a promotion.
But that's impossible! I'm at the top of my game!
Need I remind you about Lorraine, Fred, and Donna? You've been in Pflugerville for exactly 7 minutes, and your cover is already blown.
No, a fair point.
If you need me, you can use the dial-in number. I'm deep undercover at the Pflugerville fire station. They think I'm a run-of-the-mill Dalmatian. Little do they know I run the dog detective unit across 2 continents. Speaking of which, I have a call coming in from Essex. Get Sniffy trained and ready for the big leagues.
If I may, wouldn't a dog detective of my experience be best used for something a bit more advantageous? Hello?
Hi there, I'm Donna. Remember me?
Oh, stop sneaking up on me like that.
You're in my hiding spot.
Donna! You can't hide from the long arm of the Neighborhood Watch Committee.
I believe I'll be on my way. Might you know where the Schlubs live? I understand it's a yellow house.
Oh, sure. I've tipped over the garbage cans at the Schlubs plenty of times. Take a right at the fire hydrant, 3 doors on the left.
If you wouldn't mind pretending you never saw me, that would be great.
Consider it done.
Relegated to a training exercise with a newbie. You've sunk low, old boy. What's to become of you? From the exciting streets of London to, what did Freckles call it? Bark Street in Pflugerville? Well, you'll have to make the best of things. Chin up, Snoop. Here's the fire hydrant, and oh, there's the yellow house. Time to put on the charm offensive. Just have to ring the doorbell and...
Yeah.
Well, he seems nice. A pleasure to meet you, Mr. Schlub. Of course, all he hears are happy barks. Oh my, now he's picking me up. Operation Stray Dog complete. I'm in. Now, if you would kindly set me down, we'll be all set. Giving them my friendliest face as they discuss the merits of keeping me around. It appears they've decided to let me stay. Take that, International Dog Detective Agency. No one infiltrates a location like Snoop. How convenient. I have a dog door leading to the backyard. I do believe it's time to meet my trainee. Before I make first contact with Sniffy, let's take a short break and catch our breath. But come right back. It's always a treat when an experienced dog detective such as myself meets a newbie like Sniffy. This you don't want to miss.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow... grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free.
That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Into the schlub's backyard we go. Come on, then. Now, where is this recruit? Probably sleeping on the job. We'll have none of that on my...
See what I did there? I hid behind this potted plant. And then when you came through the door, I tracked you across the patio, and then boo! Pretty great, right?
I take it you're sniffy.
No way! You guessed my name on the first try. That's an impressive bit of detective work. Who are you again?
The name is Snoop, direct from the London office. I'm here to train you.
Oh, I've already trained. I've trained.
Have you now?
Yeah, I'm pretty much a detective. I detect basically all day long. In fact, I'm in the middle of a very complicated case right now.
And what sort of case would that be?
There it is again! That's my case! I call it the Case of the Weird Sound.
The Case of the Weird Sound, you say? And what have you deduced thus far?
That it's a weird sound.
I see. A little real-world training exercise might be just the ticket. Put your considerable training to the test. What do you say? Shall we investigate?
I have no idea what any of that means.
Come along, old chap. Let's see what we can find.
You're a hoot, Snoop. I'm not old. I'm still a puppy. But I've trained. I train.
Yes, so you've said. It appears your mystery sound is coming from the other side of the fence. Off we go then. To the fence!
To the fence! This is very exciting. Also, I think the sound is a dinosaur.
We have a lot of work to do.
Oh, I love that smell.
The flowers?
No. I'm talking about the trash that tipped out of a garbage can two streets over. Pretty sure Donna is at it again.
Sniffy, what sort of rubbish was in the garbage can?
Two old socks. A milk carton. Four cans that used to have beans in them. A takeout box from the Burger Hut.
You can smell all that.
I can also smell the apple blossoms over on the tree at the Snood Candy Factory.
How far away is that?
Oh, I've never been outside the backyard, but Wiggles tells me it's about 4 miles away.
Wiggles?
Oh, sure. Wiggles is the corgi from across the street. He really gets around town.
Your keen sense of smell might come in handy on a case in the future. It's really quite something. But today, we have to solve the case of the weird sound.
There it is again. I think it's a banana. No, wait. It's a dinosaur eating a banana.
Highly unlikely.
What if the dinosaur tries to eat the fence?
We really need to get you out of this backyard. Is there a way beyond the fence?
Oh, sure. Freckles had stole the secret dog door in the fence weeks ago. It's locked, though, so the dinosaur can't get in. Your bow tie is ringing.
It's a sat phone, also a supercomputer, a homing device, and a can opener.
Hey, I want gadgets. Can I get a marshmallow bazooka? I feel like I'm going to need that for protection.
I see you've arrived at the top secret gate.
Satellite tracking, very nice.
3859.
3859, got it. And a question for you. Hello? She's very efficient with her time.
Not to worry, I memorized the number. 451 taco.
Not even close.
12?
3859.
The outside world. Cool. You go ahead. I'm good.
This is the part in our training where you venture out into the world.
But what if the squeaky sound attacks me? I think I'll wait until my marshmallow bazooka shows up.
Sniffy, if you're going to be a dog detective, you're going to have to leave your yard.
But I've never left my yard. How about a slingshot that shoots golf balls? Can I get one of those?
Don't make a sound. Whatever the sound is, it's stopped right outside the top secret gate.
I'll be in the house eating cake if you need me.
First of all, don't eat cake. And secondly, if you're going to train to be a dog detective, you need to step outside the top secret doggy door. It's the only way.
I'll go outside if you eat a shoe.
No, I will not be eating a shoe. Thank you.
How about a sock?
I'll have to put this development into my report. Subject would not leave yard. Does not appear to have the stuff to be a true detective. Blah, blah, blah.
Wait, will you go first?
I'd be happy to.
Okay, I'll do it. But if I get eaten by the squeaky sound, I will never forgive you.
Okay, good. Then it's settled. I'll go first, then you'll follow. Here I go. Open the top secret door, Sniffy. I know you're in there.
Sniffy moved to the Scheffler's house. He doesn't live here anymore.
I promise you, the squeaky sound won't bite. I'm standing right in front of it. Sniffy!
How big is the squeaky sound?
Smaller than an automobile tire.
Okay. I'm coming out. I'm gonna need that combination again. I've already tried pizza and fart. Those don't work.
3, 8, 5, 9.
I'm coming out! And I have a baseball bat! And a shoe! The shoe is a size 12, so it will really sting if it hits you in the face!
Sniffy, meet Wheeler.
Oh, hello, Wheeler. You're small. I will now put the baseball bat and the shoe back in the yard.
I thought you two would never show up. I've been walking past here for hours. Very hard on the wheels, let me tell you. I really need to oil these things.
Look at you. You're a chihuahua. And you've got wheels for back legs. That's very high tech.
Oh, why thank you. I made them myself, because I was born with two missing legs.
Impressive. But why are you here, Wheeler?
Well, because I'm the gadget maker for the Dog Detective Agency in Pflugerville. I'm supposed to take you to my gadget making shack and get Sniffy fitted for a new collar.
No way, I love gadgets.
Yeah, I thought you might.
I want a flamethrower and a flying camera and smoke bombs.
He's interesting.
You have no idea.
Come along, newbies. I'll get you all set up with the newest equipment.
I'm not actually a newbie. I'm a transfer from London.
I hear it was a demotion.
I'm gonna need a laser and a blow-up dog bed for stakeouts. Hey, we solved our first case.
We did it that, Sniffy. The case of the weird sound is closed. A banner day, if I do say so myself. Say, did I ever tell you about the case of the missing manhole covers? Amazing! Quite a famous case in good old London town. Well, happy listener, my first day in Pflugerville wasn't at all what I'd expected, but at least I have a job to do, and it's a big one. Training Sniffy to be a first-class dog detective might be the biggest challenge of my career. Come back next time when we get Sniffy set up with his detective dog collar and attempt to solve our second big case. Until next time, always be investigating. Woof, woof.
Go, kid, go.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.